Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. Let's try again. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's lovely to see you all. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word is true. Your word can shape and form us. Your word corrects us. Your word encourages us. Your word equips us. And so we ask for grace to understand your instruction, to apply the instruction, not to forget, but to understand what you will have us do. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles with me, if you can find it, to the book of Songs of Solomon. Let's try. Try and look for it. If you got there first, without using a computer phone. There? With a physical Bible, let's see. Ah, okay. I understand. He's a single man. He's one of the best love books you can see in the whole world. Songs of Solomon chapter 2. Okay, I'm not talking about love this afternoon or morning. I want to talk to us about a scripture God dropped in my spirit late last night. And I studied a little bit about it. And I thought it would be a blessing to you. Songs of Solomon chapter 2, verse 15. Catch for us the foxes, the little foxes that spoils the vine. For our vines have tender grapes. Catch for us the foxes. The little foxes that spoils the vine, for our vines have tender grain, or tender grapes. As we are preparing to grow, as we are growing, last weekend I discovered during the course of earlier on this week that we're no longer a 400 member church, we're now a 460 member church or thereabout. So as we are growing, I remember this same time last year, we're only about 300 members or just a little over that. There are some things we need to make sure do not destroy the vineyard or vineyard, whichever one you want to call it. The scripture says, catch them for us, little foxes. And I decided to read a little bit about what foxes are, what they do, particularly little foxes, and what makes them special. So be it adult or young, today I wanted to have a good listen to this message. The vineyard is threatened by very, very little things. A friend told me a story. I can't remember who said it, but somebody told me a story. So maybe it might not be a friend. But I had a story about a girl that had foxes in her back garden. So on a particular day, she noticed that there was a fox that kept coming. It was only one. And this particular day, I don't know what she did. She attempted to drive the fox away, because the fox was always scattering the garbage, and the garbage all over the place and so on and so on. She didn't like it, as you would not. But what then happened after that was, she was aggressive towards the fox one day, and by the following day, she looked at her back garden and saw dozens of foxes. I kid you not. She said, firstly, when she saw them and their eyes, like their eyeballs, first of all, goosebumps went all over her, as it is going all over me now, even thinking about it. She eventually had to call the council in to come and do whatever it is they needed to do to get rid of the foxes in her garden. Little foxes look very, very simple, easy. They look like they can't cause any danger, but they cause a lot of danger. And the subtle danger that little foxes cause can destroy a life, a person, a church, a family. They are that simple and little. And I was actually reading about it, that the reason why little foxes destroy. So it didn't say catch for us the big foxes. Because you see a big fox and you think, you feel threatened. But when you see a little fox from afar, you actually think they are puppies. So they look cute. Let's start with that. Because they look cute, you like them. You want to come close to them. I know one of our girls here, she loves playing with cats. I've said to her mother time and time again, if she says to me, comes to my home and says, I want to make you tea. In my mind, I'm thinking, where has our fingers been? I say, please wash the hand first before you make me tea, because she likes playing with animals. We can very easily have played, you could play with, supposedly, a little fox in the garden, because they look really cute. I don't know if you've ever seen any of those cute dogs before. I see them, I don't touch them. It's so cute, this puppy is so cute. But little foxes could be very, very dangerous. Also, another reason is that because we don't expect them to cause so much damage, so we allow them. It's just a little fox. It's just a little cat. If you see a little cat in your garden, you don't make a fuss. If you see something that looks like a little dog, you think it's just a little dog. Then you just discover that he's a fox. What is it? Well, let him go its way and I go my way, so it doesn't really matter. Another thing is that they're very silent. Foxes are very, very silent, so they don't make noise. So when they are destroying quietly. They have a very strong sense of sight, smelling, and hearing, I discovered when I was studying about it last night. They have a very strong sense of smell, sight, and hearing. In actual fact, they are very intelligent animals. I read the story of a fox, and that foxes do play dead when they want to catch a bird. Would you believe a fox can catch a bird? When they see a bird around, they do as if they are dead, and the moment the bird comes close to them, they just pounce on the bird. So they are very intelligent. We think dogs are intelligent. Foxes seem to be much more intelligent than dogs because they're quiet, so they don't bark. So you don't even know they are there. You don't know they're about to cause trouble. They actually dig holes and go and hide themselves when they think they're in danger. And many of us know about fox hunting. So people all day long look for foxes all over the place and never find them. The Bible made us understand that these little foxes can spoil our vineyard if we're not careful about them. So I'm going to bring it closer to you. But I just thought to tell you a little bit more about foxes, just in case you don't know. They are cunning. They are devious. They are capable of misleading people. And, you know, if you listen to the message Pastor preached last week about false disciples, sometimes it could be like that as well. They're crafty, they're mischievous, they're fast, they're adorable. They have a very, very strong ability to destroy very quickly. So we underestimate them. That's actually the issue. Because they're not, you know, if you see somebody that has a big sin in their lives, everybody shines a light at the big sin. Oh, that's, you know, that is the big sin. And then the things that are subtle things, you know, you think, well, that's not a big deal. I mean, for those of us that are coming for second service, you probably hear more amazing when Pastor was talking about it this morning in first service, and he gave us some examples of, you know, I wouldn't give that away. I wouldn't give the sermon away. I thought, that's interesting, considering I didn't even know what the sermon that Pastor was going to preach was. So those are the kind of things that foxes do. So they, because of those characteristics, they're tiny, they don't look dangerous, they don't look difficult to handle, they can destroy and destroy and destroy really good. And it's actually the little things of life that destroy the big things. Have you ever seen a dog that is flea infested? Fleas, as tiny as they are, can kill a big dog. Have you ever seen a big house that's got termites? It doesn't matter that the termite is tiny and the house is really beautiful, the termite can destroy the whole building. The same thing as little foxes. And I just thought about what are the things that are little in the Bible, that the Bible talked about. So let's look at a few things that we need to make sure that we prepare for, because if people are coming in, there's an expectation. So your church is growing. People love your church. The billboard is out. You know, people love the worship. They love everything about your church. Or they come through the door. They had an expectation. But will they meet that expectation when they come in? What will they see? And I just thought about a few things that the Bible called little. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 10. So we're going to talk about the little foxes that could spoil the vine. I'm going to give a few examples. And from there, I'm going to tell you what we need to do, because it says catch for us the little foxes that spoil the vine. So Proverbs chapter 6, verses 10 and 11, the Bible says, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall your poverty come on you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. A little laziness. Catch for us the little foxes that spoil the vine. A little sleep, a little slumber. When it's time for you to pray as a walker, if you decide that it's the time for a little more sleep, a little more slumber, a little more laziness, it always ends up piling up and becoming really big. Why would you think one little sleep will make a person poor? Why would you think a little laziness can turn you into a poor person? Why would you think a little lying down and letting, you know, a little thing just stay there, it's not a big deal, I don't need to clean it now. I don't know if you've ever been in situations like that where you see a little dirt somewhere, I don't need to clean it now, and you look at it again, before you know it, in a month's time, it becomes a grime. You can't get it out anymore. Little laziness. Little laziness. As a church worker, in your walk with God, don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. Don't be slack. In your prayer life, do not be slack. Don't let anything flow you. Don't let any little sleep take away what God wants to do in your life. Maybe it's that time that you're praying and you're studying that God wants to speak to you. A little laziness can actually destroy everything God is about to do or build in your life. Maybe God wants to address an issue, but you're too lazy to even get to church on time, to even hear the sermon, so you didn't hear that point, that particular bit of the sermon that could change your life. Catch for us The little foxes. The little foxes that spoils the vine. The next one, because of time, I'm going to just whisk through them. I discovered another little thing. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 1. It talks about another little thing. Dead flies fortifies the perfumer's ointment. Okay, so they destroy the perfumer's ointment. And they cause it to give out a foul odor. So does a little folly to one respected for wisdom and honor. Little foolishness coming out of the person that anybody expects wisdom out of destroys everything. Just little. Just little misbehavior one day is enough to make somebody that walks through this door say, I will never go to that church because everybody in that church does. Have you ever heard that before? When you say, oh, that church, they, how you always say, why do people always generalize? How can you say everybody from Amidala is dishonest? Hello, I'm from there and I'm not dishonest. But you know what? That's the way people see things. A little foolishness out of somebody you're expecting wisdom out of, Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 1. I want you to pull it up. Just a little folly. Just a little foolishness. So you say something foolish. Say dead flies. They destroy the perfumer's ointment. And they cause it to give out foul odor. The perfumer has spent a lot of time preparing his ointment. Preparing his perfume. But dead flies in it, as tiny as it is, can destroy the whole odor. And then they give out foul odor. So little folly, when it comes out of a respected mouth that you expect wisdom and honor out of, it destroys everything. Be mindful what you portray, because you're a representation of Christ and of Gateway Chapel. Don't let a little folly come out of your mouth. Control yourself. Control yourself. Because it doesn't matter how big what we are building is, if one worker does something, everybody believes that's what all of us, the workers, do. Do you remember in the book of Joshua? Achan was the only one that stole. Everybody suffered for it in the family. It's unfair. Be mindful. Be mindful what you allow yourself to think. Be mindful what you allow yourself to say. A little leaven. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6. A little leaven. What exactly does that mean? I don't have time to tell you a story that happened to me when I was a younger believer, and I shared this scripture with somebody for another day, another story for another day. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6, it says, your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? A little yeast changes the taste of the whole flour. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. A little sin, a little misunderstanding, a little thing can destroy every single thing that we've been building. Let's be mindful. How are you building your family? A little thing you're introducing can destroy your children's lives. Be mindful. How are you building your department? A little thing that is done in a negative way, everybody sees it and picks up. Do you know what? It could be as little as body language. Do you know that? Body language is something we don't say it, but somebody picks it up. She doesn't like me because she didn't smile at me. It's that little. It could be that little. You'll be amazed the things that make people come to conclusion about issues. Well, she didn't give me a great service because she sat somebody and she did not sit me. Or because she told me to move and she nudged me. Or because when the usher came and said to move, I had not picked my bag up. Or she did. There's a way she picked her bag up to move her bag because she wasn't happy that she was told to move. It could be that simple. It could be that tiny. And unfortunately, as the years progress, because someone has already come to a conclusion about somebody, they just won't like them again. Let me give you a story. Ages ago, when Asha was really young, one of the lady that potty trained him when we first came to United Kingdom, he didn't know her. He was only two and a half. But it was a strict regime. She was helping me because we were very poor. And she felt that my husband and I could not afford more diapers. So she wanted to do it speedily in 1 week, and she did it. So she was smacking him consistently all through the 1 week, whenever. And because she didn't have a child of her own, she's been believing God for one. I didn't want to tell her don't do it that way because I just didn't want to step on raw nerves, put it that way. So I just left the issue and I told myself she's helping me. So I kept telling myself, every time I hear him cry and scream, she's helping me. At the end of that week, truly, he stopped using the diaper. 1 week, we're liberated from paying Pampers. Now, fast forward. He couldn't have remembered. How much will a two-year-old child remember? But this lady came visiting us recently. Asha is 19, he's going to be 20. She was nice, he was upstairs. It's unlike him when he's around, not to come down and say hello to people. It's very unlike him. So he did come down. He gave the lady a hug, but it was not like his nature. Usually Asha will give you a hug and, hi, auntie, how are you, auntie? Even if he's not hearing what you're saying, he's like, he's giving you a smile. So he quickly hugged her and ran away. Went into the bathroom or something. And after she left, he said to his dad, don't know what it is about this auntie. I just don't like her. But you have not even seen her for 15, 16 years. When he was young, just a little punishment stayed in his mind without him even knowing 19 years down the line. Now, I don't know who you come across from the moment they come through the door. But the little thing you do for them can determine how they'll perceive this church for life. Even if they, and you know the worst part of it? They might not even recognize you later because it's the first day. So they don't know the person that nudged them, ran into them, or just, you know, took over from them, took their space in the car park. Can you imagine? You're coming to church, there's only one car parking space, and you took somebody else's space only to realize you're coming to church together. And guess what? They are ministers in the church. At least you remember them because they're ministers. But if they're not ministers, just say, this church, they're so mean. Do you know that you go away with that thought? Oh, this church, they only smile to the people they know. You can go away with that thought. This church, they're very friendly, but nobody talks to you during the week until you come back again. You know you can go away with that thought. They're so friendly on Sundays only. Let's catch the little foxes. The little foxes that can spoil the whole vine. We can build a beautiful house, great front office, and our back end is rubbish. You know it's possible? There are churches like that. They are larger than life. And I used to work in a Christian organization. And when I deal with some of them, I'm thinking, with this massive front office, with what we know your church to be, and so on and so forth, how on earth will you be this sluggish, this slack? Why would you give God this kind of service? So what does Solomon's Lounge look like right now? I don't know. Catch for us the little foxes that spoil the vine. Yesterday after prayer meeting, Pastor got a couple of men after the prayer meeting in the morning, and they went to Solomon's Lounge to clean up. Because somewhere along the line, somebody allow their children to play with toys without putting them away. That little. It's that little. But you know what? We had a women's meeting later. About 50 ladies were here. New people inclusive. They will have gone there and said, what dirty bunch of people. Their church is beautiful, but the Solomon's Lounge is a mess. They can't even clear up after their children. Catch for us the little foxes. The foxes that spoil the vine. I was walking past and I saw somebody put a diaper. In the garbage bin on the other side. Why would you put a diaper there? We actually have diaper dispenser in our bathrooms. Why would you do that? Catch for us the little foxes. The foxes that spoil the vine. Because that little thing can determine whether people perceive you as a clean person or as an unclean person. Ages ago, a pastor came here to visit with us, and she was preaching, Pastor Celia. And she went back to Pastor Eddie's office. She used the ladies. She said to Pastor Eddie, I will definitely come back to this church, whether I'm preaching or not, because your ladies' bathroom is clean. How about that? Really? Because of ladies' bathroom? Because of gents' bathroom? Because of junior church being dirty or being tidy or untidy? People can make decisions. Yes, they can. Yes, they can. As a church worker, don't just walk past anything. Don't just walk past, it's not my department. I'm not in hospitality. I'm not in facilities. We are all in everything. Because it's God's house. And God's word says we should catch them before they become big foxes. And like that lady that told us the story, have many in the garden. Because it's one little thing. One person sees one little diaper. So diapers are allowed there. Another mom cleans their child and tells the older child, go and put that in the bin. The child is going to the bin and sees the diaper here. Dumps it there as well. Do you know that's what happens? People see dirt and they dump more dirt on dirt. It's just the way it goes. I was, on our street. Our street is really tiny. We're the only few houses on the street we live on. And I noticed on the other side by the garbage that once in a while there's a little, very, very mini, like park-like seat there. So people come sit down under the shade and put their rubbish in there. So sometimes, and then not long ago now, what's it called? Subway opened in a filling station very close to us. So people buy their Subway stuff and come and sit down there and have their meal, and then they leave the Subway garbage there. And we go in, come and say, I can't believe this Subway garbage. Now, I'm very irritable, so I genuinely speaking, with the best of intention, cannot pick a Subway bag in public. So I was still telling Pastor Eddie, we just parked our car, and my neighbor was driving by, and she drove past us. Guess what happened that day? She drove past us, parked her car a little bit further, and came back and picked all the Subway garbages. She was not even a Christian. I was so embarrassed that day. I said, Pastor, I'm so embarrassed. I am the believer. I'm the only one that I know on that street that goes out every Sunday morning, comes back, and I saw the garbage and said, I can't touch it, I can't touch it, I can't touch it. And a non-believer drove past me, saw the garbage behind me, parked her car, and came to pick them. So nobody could have taught me a bigger lesson than that, what happened that day. Do you know what happened the next time I saw the garbage? Irritation and everything outside. I picked it. I put it in the bin. I don't know who is watching me from their window. Catch for us the little foxes. The little foxes. That spoil the vine, because our vines have got tender grapes. You see, when grapes are tender, and a vine and a fox goes into the garden, they destroy it. So you don't get any harvest. That's what it means. You can have a great garden and have no harvest. That's not the point. We cannot afford to have a great garden here and not have a harvest. They're simple things. They're little things. So a little leaven, leavening the whole lump. What's your behavior like outside of here? Because the truth of the matter is, people see it, pick it up, and assume we're all like that. Oh, in Gateway Chapel, it's not frowned against if people lie. It's not frowned against if people smoke. It's not frowned against if people... Do you know, somebody will just say that because they have seen you. Because you display this church. Whether you like it or not, the moment you say to somebody, I go somewhere, I work in Barclays Bank, you display Barclays. So they expect, well, you are in Barclays Bank uniform, as much as possible, you behave yourself. Even if you are not on site. Students know that when you are in the school uniform, if you fight, even somewhere else and somebody captures you, you are in serious trouble. Why? Because you are in school uniform. You are destroying the school with your behavior. Well, we don't wear school uniforms, but we wear Christ and we talk about our church. So let's behave what we confess. So how do we catch the little foxes? I had two more. I have little tongue. James chapter 3 verses 5 to 6. I won't have time to talk about that. And little gratitude. And a heart of ingratitude is one of the worst things that could ever happen. Somebody does something for you, say, is that all? Really? Is that all? But that's not the time for that today. So how do we catch the little vaccine? How do we deal with little foxes? Three things. We identify them, we catch them, and we guard ourselves against them. Number one, identify them. So I don't know what your little fox is. I don't know what the little foxes you've seen is right now. Identify them. No, this is everybody's job. This is everybody's house. So let's keep the house clean. Let's keep our hearts clean. Let's keep our speech to each other clean. Let's not fight over rubbish. Let's not fight over anything. We don't need to fight. We don't need to fight. You upset me, or maybe you upset my child. It's okay. I know you mean well. I might not understand what is going on, so I'll come and ask you nicely. I would never raise my voice. Why would I do that? Because I know you're my sister and you mean well. I have to believe you mean well because I know you mean well. Why would you have anything against my child? Why would you have anything against my husband or my daughter or my whatever? So identify them and tell yourself, no, this little flock is not going to floor me. Okay? And then when we identify those things that make you not behave like a Christ-like person, the next thing is catch them. We catch them by consciously working on them. It's not somebody prays about them and let it go. No, you work on it. So I feel like letting my tongue say what I feel like saying. No, I will not. Tongue, you will not lead me. I will lead you. I feel like dropping this rubbish here now. I will not. I feel like walking away because I don't have a baby, so why should I pick a diaper? I will pick it. Identify it. Catch the little foxes, because if you don't catch them, I mean, catch means, I was reading a version. It says to seize, to handle, to hold, to stop. So stop it. That's what it means. Stop it. Stop thinking an unholy thought. Stop speaking unholy words. Stop acting in a way that will not be a blessing to other people around. And the last thing is guard against them. Guard against the future appearance of those things. How do we do that? In prayers. In the Word of God. The more prayerful you are, And the more word of God you consume, the more you behave like Christ. If I go out, every evening I always ask myself, how much of God was there today and how much of Bola was there? I always assess myself every night. Some days I fail. Bola was more than God. I change it the next day because that's the beauty of days. Because when you're going to bed, you have a chance to start afresh tomorrow. So we don't judge ourselves and just stay there and say, oh, I've gone to the wrong address again. Those of you that listen to my message on behavior or mind, you will understand what I'm saying. So we don't go to the wrong address and dwell there. We go to the wrong address, we make a mistake. All right, God, I'm really sorry. We change our ways and we move on to the right address. So what are we going to do? We're going to catch the little foxes because our vineyard in this place, I've got vines that are tender. And we believe God that we're going to have great grapes in Jesus' name. All right, if you didn't understand anything I said, raise your hand up. All right, good. So you all understood. If you understood everything I said, raise your hand up. Good. My worry was because of the old vineyard thing and vine and grapes, and you're thinking, what grape? God bless you.